In Baghdad, another car bombing today. Several people died when a car loaded with explosives rammed a fuel truck. And the high death toll from yesterday's series of car bombs in Baghdad is still rising. Iraqi officials report 169 people were killed by a string of blasts around the city. Iraq's prime minister accused what he termed the soldiers of Satan of carrying out the attacks. Yesterday's blasts are the latest to raise questions about the effectiveness of the Baghdad security plan. NPR's Tom Bullock has more from the capital.
The aftermath of a massive car bomb in the Sadria market. This was the most devastating of the five car bombs in Baghdad yesterday. Ahmed was near the explosion. He asked we not use his last name because he fears for his safety. I was 5 minutes away, he says, yet the blast was so strong I felt like I was right next to it. When I got to the scene, 40 cars were burning in the street. The Sadria market is one of the busiest in Baghdad, and it has been hit before. In early February, a truck bomb there killed 130. But that was 2 weeks before the start of the Baghdad security plan. Now, more than 2 months into the troop surge, despite thousands more U.S. and Iraqi troops on the ground, countless more checkpoints, new neighborhood bases, and much tighter security throughout the capital, the Sadria market was hit again. Ahmed says the plan isn't working. The checkpoints are just making larger crowds and more casualties, Ahmed says. The Iraqi soldiers aren't searching the cars, they just seem to be directing traffic. Ahmed is not alone. More and more Iraqis are openly criticizing the security plan. Others are calling it a failure. Many had remained cautious, even optimistic, on the troop surge after there were no major attacks during the first 72 hours the plan was in place. Sectarian attacks also dropped dramatically in the city, but the lull didn't last. 1 week ago today, two high-profile attacks showed insurgents had found ways of penetrating Baghdad security. A truck bomb collapsed a steel bridge in North Baghdad at the start of morning rush hour. Then, a few hours later, a man in a suit detonated hidden explosives in the Iraqi parliament, somehow getting past checkpoints, metal detectors, and bomb-sniffing dogs set up to protect the building in the heart of the Green Zone. Major General William Caldwell, the top U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, says the investigation is still underway.
The government of Iraq obviously does have an ongoing investigation. They do have our Federal Bureau of Investigation supporting them, but they'll come forth with a final announcement.
Sectarian attacks in Baghdad have also increased, back to pre-surge levels. The Baghdad morgue is again reporting an average of 40 bodies a day, showing signs of torture and execution. Over the last 7 days, Iraqi officials confirm more than 400 have been killed in insurgent and sectarian attacks in Baghdad alone, more than 500 others wounded. Sadiq al-Rakabi, an advisor to Iraq's prime minister, blames former Baathists and terrorists for the jump in violence.
They tried to kill the innocent people in order to provoke any sectarian reaction, because the Baghdad security plan reduced the sectarian tension. And this is a significant result for the Baghdad plan.
The number of U.S. casualties has also risen. At least 17 American troops have been killed in combat over the last 7 days. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.